Seed of Benevolence features new work from local artist Diane Vera. Through the help of El Paso's Caldo Collective, a nonprofit arts grants committee, Vera combed the streets of El Paso to highlight the stories and experiences of local homeless individuals. Seed of Benevolence is now being exhibited at La Galería de la Misión de Senecu, now through June 30th. Today, my guest is artist Diane Vera. Welcome, Diane.
Hi, Maria. Thank you for having me.
So nice to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
And it's so nice to see you from the beginning. I was able to be at the Caldo where you presented
you
your
hosted,
project.
Yes.
Even then, you know, when you talked about your project, you had this clear vision, and then you also had one of the individuals that you highlighted there with you.
Yes.
And it just kind of made the whole thing come together. So I'm talking about this abstractly because now I feel like we need to explain everybody what was the idea that you presented.
At the Caldo Collective, I was selected as one of the artists to present. And my idea was to collect stories from people who are homeless or have been homeless and to just kind of give them a platform or a voice to kind of tell their story, how they were homeless. So with those stories, I wanted to create artwork off of them. And so I got together with like anybody who knew me or was about to know me to collect donations and stuff like that. And my family and friends and students and community members, we made care packages. I worked a lot with the Opportunity Center. So when I went there to visit them, I would give the clients a care package for their time and we'd sit down and have a conversation. And then if they were willing, I would give them a piece of clothing and in exchange, they would give me one of their clothes. And that's what I did their artwork on. So,
and a lot of it has to do with their own words, right? Because
yes.
Then you put their own words on that piece of clothing.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So what stories did you gather?
Jason Brown, which is one of the people that I had invited at the first dinner, he helped me with his story. And I think his was the most complete because I was able to visit him and talk with him more than two or three times. But Jason's story, I mean, like he's a veteran and his marriage kind of was rocky. And that's how he first ended up on the streets and he lived in his car. But the entire time he was in his car, he was going to school, trying to complete his bachelor's and still like looking for jobs and stuff. And then, you know, with like little beads of hope throughout his experience, like people just kind of would give him food for the day or a shower for the day. And this one man went out on a limb and lent him a trailer for him to stay in. And that was the leg that he needed to just completely get back on his feet. And Jason completed his master's last summer and he's going for a second one now.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's an amazing, amazing person. Yeah.
And
so that's one of them.
Did you meet him through the Opportunity Center or did you know him
actually
before?
Met him at my work. Yeah, I teach at a high school, and when I was talking about introducing my project to the Caldo Collective, he heard about it, and so we just started talking, and then he ended up telling me that he was homeless, and he does a lot of advocate work, you know, and donations and stuff, so we just kind of collaborated and went from there.
So you had no idea?
Yeah, I had no idea.
It's funny, actually, you know, you have this idea of what homelessness is or you know, what it can be, but then you meet someone like Jason, and
this whole project has kind of been like that. There was one day I was walking downtown and I just had a camera on my neck and this lady like literally stopped me in the middle, mid-stride and was like, can you take my picture? And so I took her picture and then we started talking and then she started telling me that she was homeless and she didn't look homeless. And so, I mean, that was just one of the stories. And she had a couple of layers of shirts on, but she took her shirt off right there and then and I had some stuff in my car. I always carried stuff in my car just in case for moments like that. And it was cool because I didn't even go looking for her. She just like stopped me and was like, hey, I want to tell you my story. So
that's so cool.
The whole project has kind of just come together in that way.
Is there a story that had a real big impact, just something that you remember that stands out to you?
Well, yeah, there's this one girl and she ended up being homeless at 15. Her grandfather was a heroin dealer. Her mom abused her and she ran away and she was 15. I mean, I teach high schoolers and that's the age that I'm there with them. And, you know, it just, I think that one was one of the hardest ones because, you know, there has to be a safety net for those kinds of kids.
So. Sure. Especially, I mean, you're with them every day. You just expect that they go home and that things are okay there.
Yeah. And that was, I mean, we know that as educators, but I think that was kind of like a reality of like, you don't just read about it. I mean, it's happening right now. So I think that one kind of hit home the most.
And your idea of working with the homeless, how did that even come about?
Well, really long story short, like a crazy undergrad assignment where we had to make an artist book, and I wanted to make one out of t-shirts, and so I did one of my friend's t-shirts, and you know, just like one thing led to another, and before you know it, I had interviewed a guy at the rescue mission, because it's right here next to UTEP, and then I had that idea in my head for a couple of years, and then when I heard about the Call the Collective, I was like, hey, I should try that.
Maybe. Well, yeah. When you presented, you presented this well-rounded idea of how, you know, you would create the care packages, have that conversation, and then turn it into a piece of art. And it's just, you know, as somebody that contributes to the Caldo, it's so neat to see that the projects, because, you know, sometimes it's a leap of faith, right? Both for the artist and mm-hmm. for the person that's giving. But then to see that it's alive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to feel good too,
It feels really good to have gone through that whole journey. It was quite a year for sure, but I'm glad I did it.
Did you ever hit a part in the project where you're like, what did I just get myself into?
Many times, like when I'm like asking somebody, well, can we trade shirts? And they're like, what are you talking about? So, yeah.
And how do you breach that? How do you get to that point where you can ask somebody for a shirt?
It's very smooth.
Well, you must have gotten really good at it.
Well, some of them agreed, and some of them were like, well, you can take my picture, but I don't know about my clothes. So, but it worked out, I think. So
how many people do you think overall are profiled in this exhibition?
In this exhibition, I think there's about a little over 20. And I have was able to collect for this show 12 shirts with stories on it. And the other ones are either photographs or drawings, because some of the people that I spoke to didn't really want to be photographed, but they wanted to share their story. So I have photographs, drawings, and then 12 shirts.
And we can see it all at La Galería de la Misión de Senecu, now through June 30th. Before we wrap up, what's the biggest thing you've learned from this project?
I think just be kind and smile at people. And I think that's all you need to do every day to kind of help spread the seed of hope. So,
all right. Well, with that said, thank you so much, Ms. Diane, for stopping by. Don't forget to see her Seed of Benevolence show. It's on view now at the Galería de Misión de Senecu, now through June 30th. Thank you so much.
Thank you.